Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Duff's video service. Today normally would have been come on, I want to go, but we can't really have everyone together. We can't have Sunday school or commission our fabulous teachers, and there won't be a corn roast, but we can still have fun. We can still gather. We can still talk about scripture like we do on any other Sunday and remind ourselves why we gather and why we believe. I want to start with a little story. From the age of about 16 or so, I was fairly regularly left to my own devices for several days at a stretch. My two older siblings were 2 hours away at university, and Mom and Dad liked to travel a lot. So the house was mine for a week or more. I actually really loved it. I loved having my own space. But I was never entirely alone. Somehow I could still hear Mom's voice. I could still hear my parents' words as though they were right there with me. Because Mom would leave these all over the house. Oh yes, this one would be on the fridge. Eat up the greens. This one would be stuck to the dishwasher. Only wash full. There would be this one stuck to the garbage pail underneath the kitchen sink. Put out Thursday night. One of my very favorites was always on the back of the front door so that I would see it very last thing before I actually left the house. Unplug the iron. And then from Dad would be the one stuck on the keychain for the car. Long trips, check the oil. All reasonable, useful pieces of information to avoid issues and keep things running smoothly. And all of it offered with love to protect me from completely avoidable inconveniences or trouble. Words to live by, well past my teens. Love must be sincere. Cling to what is good. Honor one another above yourselves. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Practice hospitality. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, and as far as it depends on you, live in peace with everyone. These are Paul's post-it notes. Short, pithy, easy to remember instructions to avoid strife or ego or despair, and to foster community and honesty and selflessness and a sturdy faith. And all of it offered with love to the early Christians in Rome. This is actually one of my favorite passages in all of the Bible, since way before I ever even considered ordained ministry. Partly because it's so simple. There's no heavy theology to wade through. There's no guilt-edged moral lesson. There's no complicated language. Just hanging with Paul and gleaning his advice, his hard-won wisdom after decades of travel and teaching and persecution for sharing the Word of God. Romans is the last of Paul's letters, chronologically in his life, regardless of its position in the Bible. He wrote it at the very end of its life. It's the glorious culmination of his personal learning, his journey of faith. I strongly encourage us all to read it and reread it, because its message will change through our lives as we grow in experience and as we grow in faith. Now, normally on a Sunday, we hear the gospel stories of Jesus. So these aren't the words of Christ. And remember, Paul never even met Jesus. Well, he did. But not until after Jesus' death and resurrection, during quite a dramatic conversion event. It's in Acts chapter 9. If you don't know the story, and you enjoy a gripping plot, I'm not kidding. It's a page turner. But in truth, we've all met Jesus after his death and resurrection. We're all post-Easter people, and we're all invited into a close relationship with Christ. How do we follow him? How can we share and multiply his love and goodness? How do we break out of our society's fixation on the entitlement of the individual and live by the word that promises greater joy and deeper peace when we live for others. How do we move from me to we? Yes, that's right. We're going to talk a little bit about that charity. The international movement recently forced to close down its Canadian operations. We're not going to get political. It happened, we don't even know all the details as to why it happened. But the Me to We movement is going to be leaving Canada. But that current situation does not negate all of the good that they've done. It doesn't devalue all of the service to others that they have inspired. And it doesn't contradict the goal and the philosophy that they preach. Selfless consideration of others develops collective and personal fulfillment. Does that sound at all familiar? Not Jesus' words, not overtly a Christian movement. And yet, it does follow in his way. I'd like to read for you a few stories. Normally on Come On, I Want to Go Sunday, that's what we would do. We would read a story together. But I'd like to read a few stories from this book, because I think it's important to remember. One of their chapters is called Gift Plus Passion Equals Better World. Meet the precocious Scarlett Page, all of 8 years old, and absolutely certain that she wants to be a chef. Don't tell her any different. She loves helping out in the kitchen. She loves treating her friends to posh restaurant meals. But her eye is not only on her own prize of becoming a chef. She also wants to help others by organizing lemonade stands and bake sales. And the proceeds go to her favorite causes. At her elementary school in Ottawa, Scarlett found a group of like-minded friends for forming Super Soups, a project that raises money for charity by selling soup. The group also grew with the help of a charity called the Learning Partnership, plus a few helpful parents and teachers. But it's entirely kid-led, including the sales force and the cookbook design team. The squad of chefs have sold dozens of liters of soup and raised hundreds upon thousands of dollars for charity. Because Scarlett did something pretty simple. She took a gift, she added her passion, and now she's contributing to a better world. So they have suggestions for us. If your gift happens to be that you're a good listener, then maybe you could volunteer on a helpline, kids' helpline. Friends helping friends, peers helping peers. Are you strong? Are you physically strong? Then you can rake leaves or shovel somebody else's driveway, take out their trash. Are you a good writer? Then maybe you can start a Facebook page or some other social media avenue and cover local issues. Bring awareness to some cause that nobody knows about, so they aren't getting much support. Are you good with languages? Maybe you can offer to translate for a brand new family that's recently come to Canada. There have been all kinds of studies done. These are shown in this book. Studies have been done of babies just crawling. And it shows that we are born with a natural desire to help one another. A test at Harvard University demonstrated that after performing a good deed, a random act of kindness for a total stranger, the participants actually showed stronger willpower for themselves to take on a better habit or break a bad one. They also showed greater physical endurance. Yes, random acts of kindness have a physiological effect on us. It doesn't just make us feel better, it makes us stronger. And a scientific survey has proven that those who spend their money and their resources on others more than themselves are actually happier people. You probably already knew that. They go on to speak of, I'm going to tell you one more story, about two teenagers, David Shepherd and Travis Price, two senior students at Central King's High School in the small town of Cambridge, Nova Scotia. They heard that bullies were harassing a freshman because that young student happened to wear a pink shirt to class. They realized that staying silent meant that they were just condoning the bullying. This is something that Travis had experienced firsthand when he was younger. The two quickly pulled together a plan. They shared it with friends on Facebook, on Instant Messenger, on every social media platform they could find. And of course, good old-fashioned word of mouth. The next day, the freshman and the bullies that had been after him were shocked to see a sea of pink. 700 students the next day were all wearing pink shirts. That has become the symbol of anti-bullying across Canada and in other countries now. Every February, in some places September, there is Pink Shirt Day to say that we stand up against bullies. An act of kindness to someone else who's feeling lost because they don't know who to turn to. Bullying occurs once every 7 minutes on the playground and lasts approximately 38 seconds. That doesn't sound like very much time. But when you're being berated, when you're being threatened, 38 seconds is a very long time. Incidents of bullying happen usually within 120 feet of the school, almost two-thirds of the time. The effect of bullying. 90% of those bullying, 90% of those who've been bullied experience a drop in grades, an increase in anxiety, and a loss of friends and social life. How do we combat bullying? How do we make the world better? Building community, being a great neighbor. Last week, I spoke of a community in Toronto that begins Halloween night with a piper, a bagpiper, in full regalia. Well, by chance, that piper appears in the Me to We book. His name is Gus. And one of the other ways that he connects with his neighbors is by baking bread. Gus is nicely into his 60s, but he loves to bake. As far as he can tell, he has made over 25,000 loaves of bread and taken them to new neighbors, or just taken them to someone who he's heard is having a hard time and needs a lift, or just randomly to anyone at all to brighten their day for no particular reason. Just because they're leaving Canada doesn't mean that what they have to tell us isn't worthwhile. Doesn't mean that the things they've inspired aren't valuable and worthwhile initiatives in our cancel culture. Too often we dismiss because of one wrong move. What would happen? What would have happened to the world if all that Jesus taught, all the miracles that he brought to bear on those who needed healing, what if he'd just been dismissed, canceled from culture because he was a criminal? And everything he did was just ignored, wiped away. Because of the last thing that society saw. We need to move our whole world from me to we. We need to find the words to live by. And they aren't very far away. They're in your Bible at home. Romans chapter 12, the words of Paul. They're short, they're easy to remember, they're easy to carry around. And they are the words to live by if we are to live in Christ.
As my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. Look away beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Blue.
a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Look away beyond the blue. Dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh do remember me. Look away beyond the blue. I've took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. Look away beyond the blue. Dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh do remember me. Look away beyond the blue. Look away beyond the blue.
As we come to prayer, we all know there are a great many things to pray for in our world. There are a great many things to pray for in our own personal corner of the world. People we know, people we worry about, and situations in the world that we worry about. Today we need to offer prayers for our teachers, for educational assistance, for students, for parents, for bus drivers, for custodians, for office staff, for every person who's gathering in our schools now to teach or to support, because it's a brand new world. We're not even sure what they're up against. So we need to keep them in our prayers. Each and every one of them. The kids learning at home, online. This is all new. They've never been to school like this before. Pray for a smooth transition and good health. We need to pray for firefighters, for those who are dealing with shocking loss right now, all through the West Coast. We need to pray for those that are trying to salvage their homes and their hope in the wake of hurricanes. We need to continue to pray for our frontline workers that are preparing for the potential of a second wave. And we need to pray for those who are researching a vaccine, who are working diligently to prevent a second wave. Please keep Susan and Bev Brown in your prayers. Please keep so many that you know personally, folks we may never know, but they all need to be offered up. Let's do so now. Let us pray. Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, we pause in prayer to thank you for all the gifts you bring to bless and to enliven this world. We thank you for the wonders of creation, the stars that travel light years to greet us, sunsets that linger, the comfort of a familiar voice we know in an instant. Thank you for the joys of community, the sense of connection and belonging, the deep knowing that we have people around us to support us. We thank you for the redeeming love of Jesus Christ, for his patient lessons and persuasive call, for the life he modeled and the death he overcame to raise us up. For all of these things we praise you, Lord. Help us to discern our gifts, to discern how they may be used for the building up of this community and your church your body on earth. Teach us, Lord, to love one another. Help us to bear one another's needs and to provide the basic necessities of life. Help us, Lord, to forgive one another. Help us to be agents of peace in this world and to serve you by lifting up the oppressed and the exploited. Lord, teach us to serve one another. Help us to show kindness and humility and grace at all times, in all places. Lord, make us the seekers of your truth and the doers of your word. May we live out your call so that all of us may live in the unity of Jesus Christ. We pray all things in his name. Amen. Now let us go in his peace, encouraged, equipped to take his word and his love into our hearts and into this community. May the grace of God, the redeeming mercy of Jesus Christ, and the sustaining fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us and all whom we love this day and always. And together, wherever we may be, we say together, amen.